Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
Hello. У микрофона Рита Белова и Джонатан.
Hello.
Мы приглашаем профессора Грамматикова.
Yes, hello. This is Professor Grammar, and it's time for an English lesson.
Итак, сегодня у нас очередной урок с профессором Грамматиковым. Мы поговорим об очень часто употребляющемся английском грамматическом времени the present perfect. Настоящем совершенном времени. Профессор сейчас все объяснит.
Yes, yes, hello. This is Professor Grammar, and with me is my assistant, Coraline. Hello, Coraline.
Hello, Professor.
Coraline, today's lesson is about the present perfect tense. Ooh, a very important tense.
An example, Professor.
Eh? Oh, yes, 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 an example. I have been to Sweden. A beautiful country, yes, 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 yes.
You have been to Sweden, yes?
I have been to Sweden. Now, let's analyze that sentence. I have been to Sweden. Have been is the present perfect. I have been to Sweden.
Ah, so you are talking about your experiences.
Mm.
I have been to... Spain.
Oh, really? Another beautiful country.
I have driven a Rolls Royce.
A Rolls Royce? You've driven that car? Really?
No, I've never driven a Rolls Royce.
Oh, dear. Oh, but another good example sentence. I have never driven a Rolls Royce.
I've never driven a Rolls Royce. Never.
И я никогда не водила Rolls-Royce. Ну, давайте теперь рассмотрим еще раз предложение-пример. Это хороший пример употребления present perfect.
I have.
Have – здесь вспомогательный глагол.
I have driven.
Driven – это третья форма глагола drive.
I have driven a Rolls-Royce.
Был у профессора еще один пример насчет Швеции.
I have been to Sweden.
Я бывал в Швеции.
I have been.
Been – третья форма глагола to be.
I have been to Sweden. I have been to Sweden.
А теперь еще примеры употребления предложений с present perfect. Пригласим профессора Грамматикова еще раз.
You at home, you will hear some more examples of the present perfect in this...
Exercise?
Yes, this exercise. How on earth did you know? Now, you at home, make these sentences negative. Use never. Here's an example. I have seen the film Casablanca. Coraline?
I have never seen the film Casablanca. I have never seen the film Casablanca.
Good. Now, thinking music. Play it again, Sam. Number one, I have been to Thailand.
I have never...
Oh, shush, 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 shush. I have been to Thailand, a beautiful country. Number two, I have run in a marathon. And And number three, I have read Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Ah, but we want the answers, Professor.
Ah, very good, Coraline, my dear, very good. Yes, now, number one, I have been to Thailand.
I have never been to Thailand. I've never been to Thailand.
Number two, I have run in a marathon.
I have never run in a marathon. I've never run in a marathon.
And number three, I have read Hamlet.
I have never read Hamlet. I've never read Hamlet.
To be or not to be.
Наш эксцентричный профессор, кажется, пытается играть Гамлета. Сегодня профессор рассматривает употребление present perfect, этого весьма часто употребляющегося английского грамматического времени. Мы употребляем его, когда говорим о чем-то совершенном нами. Вернемся теперь к упражнению и будем строить отрицательную форму предложения.
Number one. I have been to Thailand.
Я бывал в Таиланде.
I have never been to Thailand.
Я никогда не бывал в Таиланде.
Number two. I have run in a marathon.
Я участвовала в марафоне.
I have never run in a marathon.
Я никогда не участвовал в марафоне.
Number three. I have read Hamlet.
Я читала Гамлета.
I have never read Hamlet.
Я никогда не читал Гамлета. Но кроме положительной и отрицательной формы предложения существует еще и вопросительные. Мы теперь попросим профессора Грамматикова и его ассистентку Коралин рассказать нам, как образуются вопросительные предложения в present perfect.
Коралин?
Профессор?
I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Oh, my word. Now, Coraline, my dear, we have already looked at these sentences. Read them again, please.
I have been to Thailand. I have run in a marathon. I have read Hamlet.
Good-o. Now, change those sentences into questions. You should include the word ever.
Change them into questions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever run in a marathon?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read Hamlet?
Three excellent examples, three excellent questions. Yes, yes. Now, let's look at one of those questions. You at home, you might want to write it down.
Have you ever been to Thailand? Have you ever been to Thailand?
Ты когда-нибудь бывал в Таиланде? И профессор дал еще два примера.
Have you ever run in a marathon?
Ты когда-нибудь участвовал в марафоне?
Have you ever read Hamlet?
Ты когда-то читал Гамлета? Форма этих вопросов обычная и очень важна для повседневного общения. В упражнении прозвучат новые примеры. Послушаем профессора.
Now, change these sentences. Change them into questions. Here's, here's an example. I have been to Paris. Coraline, change that sentence into a question.
Have you ever been to Paris?
Mais oui. Yes. Now, change these sentences into questions. Thinking music, if you please. Number one, I have read Sherlock Holmes.
have you ever...
Please, beep, 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 beep. Number one, I have read Sherlock Holmes. Number two, I have seen Phantom of the Opera. And number three, I have been to Italy. The answers, Coraline.
You mean the questions, which are the answers.
Eh? What? Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Now, number one, I have read Sherlock Holmes.
Have you ever read Sherlock Holmes? Have you ever read Sherlock Holmes?
Elementary, my dear Watson. Number two, I have seen Phantom of the Opera.
Have you ever seen Phantom of the Opera? Have you ever seen Phantom of the Opera?
No. Is it popular? And number three, I have been to Italy.
Have you ever been to Italy? Have you ever been to Italy?
Oh, yes, yes. A beautiful country.
О, да, наш профессор много поездил по свету. Послушаем эти вопросы еще раз.
Have you ever read Sherlock Holmes?
Тебе приходилось читать Шерлока Холмса?
Have you ever seen Phantom of the Opera?
Ты смотрел мюзикл «Фантом оперы»?
Have you ever been to Italy?
Ты бывал в Италии? Ну вот, на сегодня все. Мы прощаемся с вами. Всего доброго. Bye-bye.
Until next time, cheerio.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.